19. We're going to the foot of the cross. We're going to the cross. Happy Mother's Day. We want to look at an awesome mama real fast. We want to look at Mary. Let me just say this. I guess I should go ahead and say this. Mary is an awesome lady. She is somebody that we can learn a lot from. Amen. She is not deity. She's not someone we want to pray to. She's having an awful, awesome day right now, but she's not taking requests. We don't pray to Mary. We don't pray to any dead fella. You know what I mean? I mean, we don't pray to any of the saints. We pray to the Most High God through Jesus Christ. You know what I'm saying? So, and I just want to say that. I don't mean any offense if you hold Mary in super, super high regard. I think she's an awesome woman. I think she's great. I think that when we look at her, there's so much that we can learn from her. I mean, look, think about this. God, Jesus, this is kind of weird, but Jesus, being God, picked out his own mama. Isn't that cool? Think about that. Have you ever thought about that? Isn't that kind of weird, kind of strange? But God, Jesus, had to pick this woman out. Said, you know what? She's the perfect mama. She's the perfect one for me. And then, of course, you know, Mary took on this awesome responsibility. And thank you, ladies, all you wonderful mamas, for taking on that awesome responsibility of being a mother. I know it's a tough gig, man. I know it's a hard gig. I've been watching Rachel Jean do it for 20 years, something like that. And it's a tough thing, man, but it's a labor of love. So anyways, John 19 and verse 25, here we are at the foot of the cross, but standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. So we have three Marys at the foot of the cross while Jesus is suffering. Jesus is suffering for our sins, and we might want to ask ourselves, well, where in the heck are all these awesome and cool disciples, man? Where are all these guys? Where's the apostles at? We do know that John is there, but most everybody else, all Jesus' inner core of men, disciples, man, they're gone. They're hiding out. And we can understand that to a certain extent. I mean, that had to be a pretty scary situation. You know, think about it. They had these goals. They had these dreams. They thought Jesus, as you know, they thought Jesus was going to come into town, kick out the Romans, sit on the throne, and set up an earthly kingdom. Restore Israel to the way they thought it should be. Like in the golden days of when David was ruling, or Solomon. That's what they were wanting. Okay, but God had a different plan. Amen? God never promised that he was going to do that stuff. You know what I mean? But anyways, so their world gets turned upside down. Jesus is on the cross, and the disciples are full of fear. And we can kind of understand that a little bit, right? They all run, they scatter, but look who's there. Look who stays there. Three Marys, one of them being the mother of Jesus Christ. What a beautiful picture, moms, of the faithfulness, of the commitment that you have towards your children. Does that make any sense this morning? You know, people come and go out of a person's life, but a godly mama is always there. Even when a godly mama goes up to heaven, those teachings are still there. You know what I'm saying? Godly mamas, and we're not perfect. Godly mamas aren't perfect, and godly mamas make mistakes, but I'm talking to Christian women this morning. You know what I mean? They are committed to their babies. They don't give up on their babies. You know, Mary was more concerned and devoted to her son, Jesus Christ, than she was full of fear. Does that make sense this morning? This was a scary time. The other disciples, they were gone because it was scary, man. Nobody knew what was going to happen to them next. But Mary was more devoted to her son than she was given into any kind of personal fear of her own safety. You know what I mean? Thank you, moms, for being so committed to us. You know, through the good times and the hard times, I'm a blessed person. I have a wonderful, awesome, godly mama, wonderful, awesome, godly wife, wonderful, awesome, godly sister. I am a blessed man. And when, let me see, 2 years ago, 2 years ago, we were doing a study. I'm not exactly sure what the study was on, But we were in this study, and it came up to Mother's Day, and I was like, you know what? We're not going to do a Mother's Day sermon that year. It's like 2 years ago. We're not going to do it. The people will understand. We're just going to keep trekking along with this study, and we'll give the mamas a bookmark or something. We'll do something nice to show them how much we love them. And I thought everything was cool. And, I got up here to preach, and I was like, so, everybody, we're not going to do a Mother's Day sermon this morning. We're going to carry on with the study. And I said something along the lines, and that's okay, right? And a big chunk of the moms, scaredest I've ever been in church. And I'm serious. And, you know, every time I get up here, I still get nervous. I think I'll always be nervous, you know. It's kind of nervousing. That's a word in the dictionary, nervousing. But I was like, wow, man, I did not think about this good at all. You know, because the mamas, they brought their kids, they brought their families, and I was like, yeah, we're not doing a Mother's Day sermon. And it was kind of freaky, man. It was kind of scary. So it took me a good while to get back, needless to say, we didn't do a Mama's Day sermon, but whatever we were talking about, I tried to make it sound and James learned this from his, no, I tried to do the best I could, but I have never forgotten that, man. You don't skip out on Mama's Day sermons. You don't do it. So if anybody aspires to be a minister or preacher or whatever, remember that. If you remember one thing today, don't skip out on Mama's Day services. Any old hoot and holler, I just want to throw that in there. Let's go back to what's truly important. James 19 and verse 25. But standing by the cross, even though it was a scary time, look how devoted Mary is. I'm going to be right there with my son from beginning to end. Amen. By standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. Let's go to the next slide. No. I'm sorry. Stay there. I'm sorry. Verse 26. When Jesus saw his mother, this is good. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved. Now, we're reading out of John's gospel. So, John, as he's writing this, instead of saying, when Jesus saw me, John, he says, the disciple whom he loved. They had a special, tender relationship. John was a very affectionate man, very tender. If you want to follow, read John's gospel, read the letters that he wrote, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John. John is a very loving and tender person, man. So this all makes a lot of sense why Jesus does what he is about to do. Okay, when Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved, meaning John, standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Now Jesus is not saying, "Mama, look at me, I'm on the cross." He's not saying that. But he sees his mama out there. And this is right before Jesus gives up the ghost. He is just about finished with his entire earthly ministry. But there's one thing he will not leave undone. There's one thing he's got to do. There's a couple things he's got to do to fulfill prophecy. And this is actually one of them. He is going to honor Exodus 20, verse 12, where it says, "Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you." So maybe you heard that when you were a kid. Respect your mom and dad. Honor your mom and dad. And the Lord will bless you with a long life. And you can say, well, Jesus didn't have a long life. Well, let's think about that again. Where's Jesus at right now? Is he in a tomb? Nope, he is risen, right? We all have something. I know this is kind of tough for some folks. And, you know, and this is easy for me. I mean, my mom was not perfect, but this is one of the things that I ain't had to really work hard on or really had to pray hard on. Or I've always had a good, godly mother. She's not perfect. Got a wonderful, awesome wife. I've had good, godly women in my life. It's easy for me to say good things about my mom and not have to dig real deep. You know what I mean? I know this is tough for some people, man, because our mamas weren't perfect. But God does tell us to do this, and we see Jesus gives us this example right here. This is what God says. This is not a, if you can do it, if you want to do it. It's not an option. So as Christians, we want to be obedient to the Word of God so we can be blessed, so we can please our Lord and Savior. Amen? This is what we got. Exodus 20 and verse 12. Honor your father and your mother. Okay? That's kind of tough for some people. I get it. I understand it. But, like I said, you may have to dig a little deep. But there's always, always something that we can honor our father and our mother about. There's something that we can give them credit for. Amen? Okay, and we see Jesus, I just want to throw that out there, but look, this is, we see Jesus modeling this perfect for us. His mother was so committed to him. She didn't run off and hide. She was right there till the very end. Now, look at these women, man. And this is so like these godly women in our lives, if you think about it, guys. They were the last ones there at the cross, these godly women. First one there at the tomb was these godly women. See how committed they are, guys? Are we not blessed people? Why don't we give a round of applause to the godly women in our life? All right. Thank you, Jesus. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, talking about John, "Behold your mother." You see what he just did there? See, Jesus had a responsibility. One of the many responsibilities he had was the fact that he was the oldest son. We know that. He was the oldest son. And see, in the culture, when the father passed away, this is one of the things that tells us Joseph, the stepfather of Jesus, is no longer in the picture, because Jesus gives his mother away to be taken care of. You see what I'm saying? That was his responsibility. When Joseph passed away, him being the oldest son, he would take on that role of leadership of the household. Okay? Now, it's really interesting because we know that Jesus had other brothers. We know that. We see that in the scriptures. And we know that some of them are going to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. But at this time, they have not come to the saving knowledge of Jesus. They have not accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Well, how do you know that, Paul? Because I did my research. John 7 and verse 5. John 7, look right here. "For not even his brothers believed in him." Now, that's going to change, but that's going to change after the resurrection. You know, but Jesus Christ had something he had to do, something he wanted to do for this awesome woman in his life, this wonderful, precious lady. He sees John, couldn't be a better disciple right there. John, who was faithful till the end, who was right there at the foot of the cross, who was so tender and loving and compassionate, who loved the Lord, knew that John... Did I say John the Baptist? If I did, I didn't mean to. John the Revelator. John the Apostle. Jesus gives his mama over to John to take care of. That was his responsibility to do that. He could have gave it to one of his brothers, and they no doubt would have made sure she was sheltered and fed and that sort of thing. You know what I mean? But he knew that John was going to go the extra mile, that John was going to be there for that woman, that John was going to instruct her and continue the teachings of Jesus Christ. Amen? Okay. It's just a beautiful picture of Jesus honoring his mama. How many of you think there was a lot going on in Jesus' mind at that moment? There was a lot going on, man. He was bleeding out. He was drowning. His lungs were being filled up with blood. All this stuff was... the agonizing pain he dealt with before he even got on that cross. And don't buy into that, you know, well, Jesus was a puny fella. No, not for a second, man. Look at all that this God-man endured. 100% man, 100% God. But you know what, man? The 100% man part was getting beaten and tore apart. You know what I mean? And he was not some puny guy. Remember what he did? I'm in a rabbit trail. This has nothing to do with the sermon. But let's talk real fast. Y'all ain't got nothing better to do. Let's talk real fast about how awesome Jesus was. Remember what he did to the money changers? It didn't say the disciples were there with him and they pulled out clubs. I mean, the disciples were there, but you know, they were like, "Oh, dude. Whoa. Gee." No, I'm not going to say that. But, you know, Jesus goes in there, man. And this isn't one money changer. This is a bunch of dudes, man. A bunch of guys. And you know what, man? If you want to get somebody upset, you know, start messing with their money. Jesus wasn't afraid of that, man. Jesus was a tough guy, man. okay, he is meek, but that does not mean you are weak. You know what I mean? Meekness is not weakness. And Jesus knew what he had to do, and he went in there and did it. Plus, he carried this humongous cross after all these beatings, man, through the streets of Jerusalem. You know what I mean? Jesus was a tough guy. Pretty cool. Anyways, I just don't really know why I did that. So he gives his mama away to be taken care of to John, okay? We should, and I made myself a little note there. We should do the best we can do for our godly mamas and our godly wives. We really should. You know, even if they haven't been perfect, and Lord knows they ain't been perfect, you know, but we should do everything we can for them. Not everything they want, right? But everything we can do. Anyways, Jesus went the extra mile. He could have looked up at his mama and been like, yeah, she knows I love her. She knows I love her. Mama, I love you. No, he wanted to take care of his mama. Okay. Anyways, so I just want to say this. You know, God sees your commitment, ladies. God sees how devoted you are to this bunch of... God sees how devoted you are to your children and your husband. And whether or not the old man ever gives you a pat on the back and says, good job, honey, you're awesome, you're great. And we should do that. We should totally do that. You know, whether the kids are ever thankful that you got up before them, before the crack of dawn, and made them a peanut butter and jelly sandwich that they're going to turn their nose up to anyways, it doesn't matter, man. God sees what you're doing. Amen? And God is going to bless you. Look at how God himself blesses his earthly mama and makes sure she's taken care of. So do not grow weary in doing good. Amen? Let's go to the next slide. Galatians 6. Is that on there anywhere? Doesn't matter, David. Was it on the last one? Man, I'm all messed up with this last. Let's go back to that one, David. I'm sorry. Galatians 6 and verse 9. Ladies, this is for you. This is for everybody, but it's Mother's Day, guys. Galatians 6 and verse 9. And let us not grow weary of doing good. Mommies, wives, you ever get tired of doing good? You ever just get wore out? Does anybody ever really appreciate me? We totally appreciate you, ladies, man. We're just trying to figure out what's on TV. But listen, God sees what you're doing. And God says, don't give up, ladies. You will be blessed. Amen? You will be blessed. So give the Most High God some praise because he knows what you're doing. Mother's Day sermons are kind of weird, ain't they? It's like, I'm going to talk about these people, and you guys just kind of hang out. Right? But don't worry, what, in like a month or so, it'll be the sermon for the fellas. And that's really like Mother's Day sermon part two, because that's really for everybody. Because Mother's Day, Father's Day sermons are when you pick apart the old man by the Bible. You know what I mean? Look at those the Father's Day sermons you sat in the past. You're like, oh yeah, scoundrels, all of them. Yeah, you know the biggest church attendance is Christmas, Easter, and then Mama's Day. You know the church attendance on Father's Day, pretty slim. Dads are like, well, you know, it's my day. And well, anyways, moms, don't give up. And let us not grow weary of doing good. Don't get tired, ladies. For in due season, we will reap. That's cool, right? God's going to bless you, ladies. You reap. You reap what you sow. But you know what? Listen, now I'm not going to amaze you with my knowledge of farming. But you know, yeah, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to waste your time. Well, I'm totally going to waste your time, but I'm not getting into that. Now let's go to the next slide. You're going to reap what you sow. Everybody write that down. I'm going to be blessed. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to be blessed. Now, to be a godly mama, this is a huge responsibility. It's hard work just being a mama, let alone, man, trying to do the right thing to be a godly mama. You know what I mean? We don't want to be selfish. We want to honor God. Amen? And that's, man, that's a struggle. I know it's a struggle. It's a struggle for me. I get selfish all the time. Rachel Jean tells me all the time. I know that this is a struggle. But look, man, let me just read this. Proverbs 31 and verse 30. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Isn't that wonderful? Because that's what we got going on right here, guys. Not a bunch of perfect ladies. We got a bunch of awesome ladies. But see, godly women, not perfect women, godly women want to please the Lord. They have that fear of the Lord, that reverence for the Lord. And maybe this morning, ladies, we don't have that reverence like we should, because sometimes we all kind of, you know, put that reverence on the back burner. But that's what we need to have. That's what we need to have at the forefront. I have awesome respect, right? I have awesome respect for my Lord and Savior. I want to honor His word. I'm not worried about being my kid's friend. That's awesome. That's a plus. But I'm here to be their guardian. I'm here to teach them. I'm here to instruct them. I'm here to follow the word of God, to raise them up in the way that they should be. Amen? And sometimes that'll make the little ones kind of grumpy at you and mean at you. You know what I mean? But you know what? That's what we've been called to do. Amen? So Proverbs 31 and verse 30. Ladies, I'm sure you all already know about Proverbs 31. About halfway through Proverbs 31, it turns into this awesome lady, this story about what the awesome woman does and what she looks like. So we're going to jump through just a couple of those verses. And it's really cool because I know you ladies are going to be able to look back at yourself and say, yeah, I can identify with that. Because these are awesome ladies. Proverbs 31 and verse 30. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Isn't that wonderful? Galatians 1 and verse 10. Check that out. I got to read this slow. For am I now seeking the approval of men or of God? Ladies, what are we here for? Are we here to feel comfortable? Are we here to make our kids think that we're super cool and hip and awesome? Are we trying to please man? Are we trying to please ourselves? Or are we trying to please God? And that's for all of us. That's what we've been called to do, to please God, to honor God with the decisions we make for our children, for our family, to do the tough thing, the hard thing, when dad's, you know, trying to, can't get his mind off of where the remote control is, right? Anyways, I'll save that to the Father's Day. For am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, listen to this. If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ. Ladies, here's the deal. Moms, wives, here's the deal. We love Jesus. We've accepted that precious gift, so we are servants of Christ. So the days of us trying to please other people, that's in the past. You know what I mean? If I wanted to be hip and cool, man, I wouldn't be a Christian. But you know what? I'm a Christian, and that's the best decision we could ever make. Now I have to be what God has called me to be. Amen. I want to please God with the things that I do. Don't get me wrong. God loves you with an undying love. And if you follow the Bible perfectly, which you're not going to do, He's not going to love you any more than that. He already loves you as much as He already loved you. But see, God says that, Jesus says in the Word of God, if you love me, you'll do the things I command. And His commands are not burdensome. God's not trying to steal our fun. You know what I mean? He's trying to keep us safe. He's trying to mature us. He's trying to use us to be a blessing to others. Amen? To further His kingdom. Can I get a witness? Mary, little Mary, look at this verse right here, Luke 1 and verse 38. Little Mary decided, you know what? I'm going to do what God wants me to do. I'm going to be that servant of the Lord. Even though I don't know how any of this stuff's going to work out, I'm in it for the long haul. I want to be what God's called me to be. I'm going to be the best mama, the best wife, the best servant of the Most High God I can be. Luke 1 and verse 38. This is right at the beginning of Mary's story. This is when the angel Gabriel comes up to her and is like, hey, Mary, and explains to her, you're about to have a baby. But you're not just going to have a baby. You have a very special baby. And think about that. Think about all the problems, all the craziness involved in that. She was betrothed to Joseph. They were already pretty much married by that culture. You know what I mean? So when she gets pregnant, ain't no one going to believe her. Oh, this is the child of the Most High God. You know what I mean? Oh, I heard that one before. Actually, I ain't never heard that one before. Write that one down, Martha. You see what I'm... When she took on this responsibility, it was a huge deal, man. So her life was going to change. Mamas, remember when you had that moment when you're like, man, my life is changing. For real, man. It's no longer just about me and old cool dude. You know what I mean? There's something else going on here. I got to start thinking about someone else. But you know what? What a beautiful, awesome thing. And without you ladies, I wouldn't be here. I mean, without one lady, I wouldn't be here. Luke 1 and verse 38. And Mary said, behold, I am the servant of the Lord. You're going to have a baby, Mary. Your will be done. Your will be done. Okay. Mom and Dad ain't going to like this one. Your will be done. You know, it's going to be a hard road. From here on out, from this moment to the foot of the cross and beyond, it's going to be a hard road. But I'll be with you. And don't grow weary. Don't grow weary, Mary. You're going to be blessed. Don't grow weary, ladies. God knows what you're doing. God's going to bless you. Amen. Plus, your old man's taking you out to Waffle House. And Mary said, behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. Okay, next slide, beloved. How are you guys doing? Thank you, thank you. So here we go. A few more verses before I cut you loose. Proverbs 31 and verse 27. This is a beautiful picture of those faithful, godly mamas. And, you know, maybe there's a little conviction going on. Maybe you're thinking, well, you know, I have been a little selfish here. I'm not saying you are or you have. But I know a lot of times when I'm listening to a really awesome, good preacher, you know, I'm like, wow. Wow, yeah, man. I'm feeling it right here. I need to work on this. It's not too late, ladies. You know what I mean? I'm going to be in so much trouble. Proverbs 31 and verse 27. This is about that awesome godly mama. She looks well to the way. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. A godly mama does everything she can do. A godly mama stays busy. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that wonderful? I feel so weird right now. I'm not saying anybody's lazy. I'm not saying that at all. Okay? This is just what the good book says, man. And this is, you know what? Colossians 3 and verse 23. Let me just read that. Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men. That's pretty cool. A godly mom is going to do everything she can for her household. And I see that played out every single day. And I've sought my whole life with my mama. And now my wife. Amen. We want to be those productive ladies. All right. Proverbs 31 and verse 26. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teachings of kindness is on her tongue. So a godly mama is going to work hard. A godly mama is going to work hard. She's going to do everything she has to do. You know what I mean? And what she can't do, she's going to give to the Lord. She's going to trust in the Lord. Does that make sense? A godly mama is going to do everything she can do for her family. And what she cannot do, she's going to trust in the Lord, because she knows the Lord promises an awesome result. You know what I mean? She's going to work hard, and she's going to instruct her babies, teach her babies. You know what I mean? Not just how to skin a buck or run a trout line. That's important. That's important stuff. You know what I mean? But she's going to teach them about Jesus. Teach them what's truly important. That's what we got going on here. A godly mama is not a lazy mama. A godly mama is going to do everything she can for her family. You know what I mean? What she can't do, she's going to trust in the Lord. And she's going to be that instructor, that teacher. Thank God for godly mamas that teach their babies. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to talk. Proverbs 31 and verse 26. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teachings of kindness is on her tongue. She's going to teach her babies, man, the right way to go. She's going to stand up for her babies. Amen. Proverbs 31 and verse 25. Strength and dignity are her clothing. That's kind of weird. That's kind of peculiar. Okay, instead of anxiety and fear and depression and laziness as her clothing, she's putting on Jesus. She's putting on the Word of God. She's standing on the Word of God. When she feels so tired, she's going to do what she has to do. You know, women are so faithful, man. They are so faithful to those kids. When the old man wants to, I promised I wasn't going to talk bad about us, guys. Never mind. I'm not going to do it. I know it, man. I'm trying to do good. Okay. Proverbs 31 and verse 25. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. Wouldn't that be cool, ladies? If you could look at the future, you're like, man, I don't know about that boy. I don't know. But I know that I've done all I could do, and I've worked hard, and I've taught him the way to go. I've done everything I could do. So now I'm just trusting in you, Lord, because I got to give my children to you. That's what good godly mamas do. That's what good godly parents do. We got to give our babies to the Lord and know that the good Lord is going to take care of them. So when we truly give our babies to the Lord, and we don't you think that Mary would have spared her son all that pain, every bit of that pain if she could? Of course she would have. That was her son, her baby. I know you mamas would do that, you know? I know you would. She didn't want her son to feel any of that pain. We can't control what life throws at our babies, but we can teach them, man. We can prepare them the best we can. And the best thing we can do is to teach them about the Word of God. Teach them about God who is faithful during those hard times. You know what I mean? Teach them the way to go. So when we do cut them loose, well, we're just going to laugh about it. Woo! You know, because they're in God's hands. And God's going to do the best thing. Did all I could do, but I know God is going to work it all out. Amen? See, mamas don't give up, man. Mamas don't give up on their babies. I know the lady who's young. I'll say it like this. You look at the mamas whose children got messed up on dope and stuff like that. They don't give up on them babies. They don't give up. When they've done all they could do, they don't give up. They give it to the Lord. They trust in the Lord because they know that their God is faithful. They don't give up. And I know, like, the mama whose kid has this different view on life and has a totally different way of living than the mama ever wanted for her baby. She don't give up on that baby. You know what I mean? Mamas are faithful that way, just like Mary at the foot of the cross. I'm here for the long haul. When I said, I am your servant, Lord, I'm in and I'm your servant, and I'm devoted to these children. They are a blessing from you, and I'm going to be there for them. And I'm going to laugh at the future because I know you're going to take care of it. I know you're in control. So us that have the prodigals that have not yet returned, we give them to the Lord because we know God is faithful. And they can run and they can hide, but it doesn't matter. God's got them, and God's going to take care of it. Amen? Now, in closing, I'm going to sing You Are the Wind Beneath My Wings to my mother. Oh, don't dare me. No, I don't even know that. Can we karaoke it real fast? I'll do it. You are the wind beneath my wings. I don't know. But, Mama, I love you. I love you. And I am blessed to have a wonderful godly mama, godly sister, godly wife, and a wonderful bunch of awesome godly women that I get to serve with and further God's kingdom together. We are blessed people. Amen. Hey, you know what would be cool? If you guys came up here on Wednesday night, we have something for every age group. But unfortunately, we don't have child care at this time on Wednesday nights. So please bring your babies if you want to bring their babies. Don't leave them in the car. If you bring them, keep them. Yes, keep them with you. But we have Bible studies. We've got something going on for every age group. But we do not have nurseries on Wednesday nights. Not yet. One day in the future. This is really big and important. Next Saturday, 6 days from now or something like that. Yeah. We have a work day, 9 a.m. Come on down here. Let's work on some stuff. We got a bunch going on. I love you guys. Let's pray. Dear Lord, bless our mamas. Thank you, Father God, that you're going to take good care of them, Lord. Thank you for blessing our mates, Lord. Thank you so much for these godly women that you have put in our lives, Lord. Lord God, they truly do complete us, and we are half the person without them, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We love you and we praise you. Thank you that your will is going to be done in our life. Thank you for meeting our needs, and let us truly hunger and thirst to be what you've called us to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Love you.